strikes 12. The last dance is over and your gown begins to change. As you scurry down the stairs to the couch and fall, feeling suddenly disarranged. So it's back to the hearth, to the cleaning and the sweeping, to the sewing and the mending, and the never-ending weeping, and your heart is palpitating with the waiting, and the waiting, and the waiting. Hey little girl, sitting by the fireplace, hoping for the phone to ring. It's your fairy godmother with bad news for you. Mr. Prince ain't coming by for one more fling. Mr. Prince ain't coming by for one more fling. It's a waste of time to feel sorry for yourself. There's no use clinging to someone else's throne. Probably end up another palace drone. You got to get out on your own. Oh, you can write your memoirs, call it up from the ashes, even join a pirate ship and order 20 lashes. You can take that awful cap for spaying to the handsome vet, dash off a score for an opera at the Met. You can put a website on the internet as long as you get out on your own. Talking to mice as a kissy little froggy in a pond. It's a better bet to put your faith in bonds. Oh yeah, it's a better bet to put your faith in bonds. Cause it's a waste of time to feel sorry for yourself. You're a bit too old to need a chaperone. I'd rather dare you like to have a life of teen scoons. Just get out on your own. You could unionize the people who do domestic work. Go to business school and how to grab those perks. Or trade that useless gown for a couple of power suits. Take up genealogy while searching for your roots. Become a plastic surgeon, make the noses look cute. As long as you get out on your own. Enough of feeling unappreciated, but hell. Don't even think of going back. Drop that other ship. Get an agent. Go on talk shows. Find the nearest microphone. You